if you can use Hana for Kiddushin, you can't use it for Chalitin because it's Kesef. The Rashi brought a very interesting logical question. Well, why can't it serve a dual purpose? Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba, felt it served a dual purpose. We surmise that maybe in Rabbeinu Chananel it never serves a dual purpose, but Hana never becomes Kesef, and it's just regular Hana that works equally for Kiddushin and for Chalipin, as long as you can solve certain internal Chalipin problems as excess, and the Nesivos do. And this created two very different paradigms for Kesef Kiddushin. Something we've been toying around with for a while, but now it's really in sharp relief. Does Kesef Kiddushin have to be Kesef? Or Kesef equivalencies, Avi, Shvei Kesef, Hanaka Kesef? Or you just have to deliver Hana to the woman? And possibly, behind this larger question is the Kesef creating the Kiddushin? In which case, you may need something formal like Kesef. Or the Kesef is just triggering Das, in which case, maybe Hana would be sufficient. And if the Kesef's role is just triggering Das, then maybe the Amira plays a more powerful role, right? Anything we're going to say on these sugyos, the less Nesina slash Kesef we'll see, the more that Amira will enter the picture, right? So, for example, if you totally eliminate any form of Nesina, and you hold Basar Makabel, like the Avne Miluim and like the Machne Ephraim, which is a very, very staunch position, then you may be putting more weight on Amira. This is less dramatic because you still have Nesina Sanah, that could be the Nesina, but in theory, if you whittle away the Kesef and you take away the Kesef, is that really Kesef and just Sanah? It sounds a little bit like that in the Rashba. Again, it's hard to know. Maybe the Ramban is saying you do both. Maybe the Kesef slash Hana plays two roles. In the Ramban, we also saw that you need both, because we had a circle, we circled three or four Rambans together, right? One day, wouldn't it be exciting? Maybe we'll raise this to the Rabbi meeting. Maybe we should learn Kiddushin again next year. But next year, we'll learn Kiddushin already knowing what we have to learn. So we'll just learn 20 Rambans for a week and then try to understand what the Ramban sheet is. And 20 Ritvas the next week, and what is written. That's a real way to learn, because right now we're being very artificial. We're saying, okay, let's go into the candy shop, I'll take a little of this, I'll take a little of that, I'll take a little of this, and I'll walk out, have a nice experience. The real way to do it is sit there in the chip section, put all the chips together, understand the potato, then go to the pretzel section, then go to the candy, and then really be very, very rigorous what each region said. We don't have the time and resources to do that. Maybe, I don't think it's going to gain too much traction, but I'll raise it, just so that everyone can have a good laugh, right? I like making everyone laugh. Everyone's so serious in there. These rabbis are so serious. I like making everyone laugh, so say something. Ellie's much better at that, but I try my best, so make them all laugh. Okay, so what we're going to discuss today is, knowing these two paradigms for Adam Chashev, A, how does it affect the Baal's declaration, or what we call the Amira? B, who's an Adam Chashev? Right, we have an innate sense that these two questions are subsidiaries, right? They're malbushim, right, of the core question. Right? We expect the core question to be mislabesh in the Nafkaminos. And we'll take a little bit of a look at, well, is there an Asina here? Is there a physical Asina? Because right now we've been talking about Kesef and Hana. Does Adam Chashev slaughter the prospect of Asina? Basically, once you get to Adam Chashev, you don't need a physical Asina. We'll talk a little bit about the Rambam and Ben Hanano backed by Halva. And to close things off, we'll take a look at how the Or Samech read the Rambam and how the Griz read the Rambam. And not much new we've already covered. We'll just see the systems they built. But just before we get into that, just to give a little bit of a lateral practicality of the Sugi of Adam Chashev, who read the Rush in the Magen Avraham? Right? What did the Rush say based on the Yishalmi? That?
You go,
who makes the Tov HaMeitiv? Who makes it Tov
HaMeitiv?
The recipient makes
the
Tov HaMeitiv. Right. That's like the big chiddush when we came to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, not so much during COVID. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, like the real exciting stuff, because you come to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing you do is buy a car because you have rights and cheap taxes. So, Rabbi Ryan told me, when you buy a new car, what bracha do you make? So it depends. If you're excited about having a car, you make a shechiyano. If you're excited that you can now give tremps to people, then you make a tov HaMeitiv. Because you get benefit, you also can give tremps. Right? Under normal conditions, this country runs under tremps. We don't have enough public transportation. Thank God everyone is safe. If you get into a car with any Jew, you're safe. So a lot of tremps, a lot of hitchhikes. Not for you, general, not for you during COVID. Like a lot of reasons you shouldn't take tremps, but under normal conditions. So if you're receiving a gift, then you should say Tov HaMeitiv because you're also giving someone else pleasure. And the Magen Avraham points to our sugya, Adam Chashev, as the source. Of course, the problem with the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Rosh is. It's only Adam Chashev in our sugya, so you'd have to be an Adam Chashev receiving a gift rather than anyone receiving a gift. Yes?
So he says if it's an Ani and if it's an Asher, but if it's the Ani, like
some. He said to say that before, so I think Mamsha didn't get a chance. Can I just see someone's sheet here? Mamsha, just for a second. I literally didn't get a chance to see. I gave out all my dress quotes to Yishalmi. Okay. Okay, so he explains the Yishalmi. Hametiv lenosim kabo ani. Okay, you know, give it to an ani. Imhu asher, the recipient's an asher, then the nosim samech. Right? So Magen Avraham says, im kabo ani, hutova lenosim. Because you're giving tztaka. So you make a tova mate. Mkabo asher, gam lenosim. Oh, so he asks that question, right? Right, he says Dafka Adam Chashev. Right, so he asked the question on the Rosh. Abulavachi Harbreshim Poshin Yadu Lekav Matanis Gei Ma Tavi Yeshenos. And there's only Adam Chashev. So that's his question on. Right. So obviously, what's the answer to the Magen Avraham's Kasha? What did we say yesterday?
Everyone's actually
on.
Yeah.
No, that's today's answer. What's yesterday's answer? Right. Anyone to be Mekabel, if you accept my gift, Joe Shmo gives me Hana. And Joe Shmo's Kabbalah is an Afana 4. And it's also an Afana 4. Chalipin, according to Levi. But the Hana Rabasi, or the Kesev that you need for Kiddushin, is only Adam Chashev. So that's the answer to the Magen Avraham's Kasha. And I know there's some third layer or two. I think Bechorim already gave this answer. Anyway, okay. I don't think this Magen Avraham or Rosh is that, you know, there's any lum that should jump. Like I was thinking to myself, you know, are they giving any Kiddush? What would I not say? They're right. There's Hana, Kabbalah, and Osing. If you assume that any Hana is Machai Gatov Emetiv, so by giving something, then you get a Tov Emetiv. Okay, yes.
I think Magen
Avraham
holds there's no
Hana
here, right? If you're just giving it to somebody who's not
a Kasha. Right. That's his Kasha. We disagree with the Magen Avraham. Okay. Not we disagree, but we have Rishayim that hold different. Okay. So, what does the Baal have to say in order for this Kiddushin to go down? We saw the Lashon HaRambam. Do we have a Rambam here? What's the Lashon of the Rambam? Where's the Rambam out? Hana is Sheki Baal Tim Chal Matan. So the Baal has to actually articulate that he's been mekadosh with the Hana of Kabbalah. Okay. Okay. I'm in trouble. Oh no, I'm in trouble. That's the
you have to go to the Arcanum?
What?
To the principal's office.
those are the Herzog people. They probably want some to coordinate the classes. Okay. Okay, so you have to mention the Hana. Who argues? Who says you don't have to mention the Hana? Which region did you see?
The Rosh
in the Torah. Most Rishonim say you have to mention the Hana, like the Rambam, the Ritva, the Rashba. The Rosh in the Torah disagree. So this is an interesting question. Why would you have to mention the Hana? Obviously, if we voted, we'd all vote like the Rambam and the Ritva and the Rashba. It sounds very logical. Which means, how do you understand the Rosh? So that forces us to try to think a little bit more carefully about what role the Amir plays. We haven't really seen this since a month ago when we were thinking about Amir directly, but now we have a machlokas about the level of precision of Amira by Adam Chashev. Okay, so let's start low and go high. Let's start most grounded, most practical, and then we'll try to get as abstract as we can. What role will the Hana play? Will the Amira play according to the Rambam? Why do you have to say I'm being Mekadosh you with Hana's Kabbalah Sadam Chashev? And then we have to say each thing we say for the Rambam, for the Ritva, why does the Rosh disagree? So that's the simple function of this Amira. That's a simple, dimple, easy, easy function. Without straining ourselves, without saying any big chidushim, what would you say, Josh?
Das.
When I give a woman kesef, the das is obvious. When I'm a kabbal or matana, it's not so obvious whether she's on board. There's a lot that's unspoken between us, a lot that's unclear. Her accepting the kesef shows she's in agreement. fact that she gives me the money, maybe she thinks she's being mekadesh me with the money she gives, and that wouldn't work, obviously. So I thought, by the way, I'm not being mekadesh you with the money you gave me. I'm being mekadesh you with, I know that I accepted it, which I'm giving you. That'd be the simple way. The problem with that is, that's not a problem, but the question is, well, then why does the Rosh disagree? If there's a das question here, why would the Rosh not require that specific amira? The simple way is the Rosh just disagrees with the details. He feels that a woman does understand. She knows Mesechus Kiddushin. She knows she can't be Mekadesh to the woman, the man. She can't be Miskadeshes of the money she gives. She knows it has to be the Anas. You don't have to specify what's obvious. And the question is, what type of Das do you need? But is there something more in this Amira?
We say the same thing for Tahaish, like the same
question, same. Yeah, when I say Das, I mean both of them. It isn't about the woman knowing or not. No, I mean, you can see that you can distinguish it. The man knows more, the woman doesn't know, but it's what both parties were thinking. Or how can we assume that they're thinking the same thing? Did he?
We could possibly say, which we mentioned maybe by Amikani, that maybe Amira plays a role more of a Maisa Kedushin.
Right, so now we're going to try to think of more structural roles for Amira, and possibly machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush about this issue. So let's start slow. Based on yesterday's shir, based on yesterday's question, without introducing new questions, can you envision a role for Amira by Adam Chashev that you may not need for regular kesef? Namely, by Adam Chashev, you have to say, Arei Mekudeshes Behiana, Kibaltim Bechamatana. But some of the kesef, you just say, Arei Mekudeshes Li, without saying Batabasu. You talk about Tabasu in the Echronim, but certainly not in the Gemara. The Lashon of Tabasu doesn't occur in the Gemara. You don't have to get that specific. You don't have to drill down that deep. Say, we even saw the Rivash, or I said, Bataras Kiddushin. So why would there be a need? What's what the Rosh basically says here? You say, I'm a Kodeshes with this action. Why would you need to be more specific and talk about Hana in this Sugya, or as we saw in the Rambam by Arav and Eved Kanani, based on yesterday's year? We'll see some other ideas now, but based on yesterday's year, what would you say, Moshe?
To make the Hana Kesef.
Right. Is this a way of creating, of monetizing Hana? When I give Kesef, it's Kesef objectively. Is this a way of monetizing it? And could that be the machlokas? Could the Rambam hold you need kesef? And could the Rush and the Torah hold that Hana is enough? Now, if the Amira is meant to monetize the Hana, then maybe you'd need something that doesn't even appear in the Rambam. What doesn't appear in the Rambam? Didi's right, you're talking about the Hana that accepted the Matana, but what word is missing? Reuben?
Like
price tag. Price tag. Which makes me wonder whether this is why you need the Samir in the Rambam. Moshe, can you say that any time I talk about Hana, I'm creating a monetized item even without attaching a price tag to it, the fact that I'm referencing it? There's a lot of Hanas in this world, okay? Let's see, it was, okay, fine. Like that aqua, what do you call it, aqua sweatshirt, like a word for it, not aqua, like. Teak word. No, what's the real color? What, no.
Turquoise.
Like the turquoise color. Reminds me of the beach. Oh, I love a shell on the beach. We used to go to beaches a long, long time. It reminds me of the fresh ocean water. So, yeah, but that's not money. Life is full of hanos. But when you quantify it and you talk about it and you say this is a service and I did something for you, I could be transforming simple interactions into deliberate elements. Even without price tagging it. Who mentioned price tag? Not necessarily in our sugya, but who talked about a price tag?
Rashi.
In which sugya? Avrach Lazimna.
Didn't he say it here too?
Yeah,
he says it explicitly.
Yeah.
Okay, which Rashi?
Says that I know that you would have given a proof to someone if I said
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Correct. So Rashi says it in both cases. Who disagrees with Rashi?
The Rambam.
The Tosfos HaRosh proves from our sugya, because he assumes in our sugya that there's no price tagging. There's no price tagging. In our sugya, there must not be price tagging ma'arvach lazimna. Now again, you could disagree. You could say that even though there's no price tagging in our sugya, as I said yesterday, maybe you don't need to tag it to monetize it, because it's something that people regularly are interested in subcontracting for. Whereas extending loans, maybe, depending again upon the context, you have to price tag it because it's not a normal, universally subcontract for service. So you have to price tag it. But Rashi in both places talks about tagging. The Rush proves in our sugya, assuming there's no tagging in our sugya, that you don't need price tagging in Avrach Lezimna. The Rambam doesn't mention price tagging at all in any of the sugyas. So is that the role of Amir, and is that the Machlokas? So it's quite feasible, okay? So we're going to give four different approaches now. It's quite feasible that there's just a technical Machlokas. I say technical, I mean to get the dasas squared away, and you have to tell exactly what your Bema Kaddish are with. It is possible that this is more structurally functional. If you hold, you need kesef, is the amira to address directly the hana and possibly even tag it, though the Ram doesn't mention tagging it, is that Rashi is the only one that mentioned, the Rishonim do not mention the Pruta, is that necessary to create kesef? What else could amira perform? What else may amira be doing? Talk about this a little bit in earlier cases, but what else could amira be doing? What do you think? Or let me even ask a question. The Rambam needs Amira in all three cases. But what if I told you only need Amira by Adam Chashev? Well, what would Amira be doing by Adam Chashev that would make it even more vital here than it would be in other cases? Okay, the Rambam says in all three cases, but why would you specifically slam your fist on the table and say, no, Amira is necessary here? And in the theory, even if I need them in my own cases, Amir may be doing double duty here. Amir here is doing something else. It's not just creating kesef. What else is Amir doing? What would you say, Ari?
Clarifying the directionality of the Hanah.
Right. So I say it a little bit. Yes. Clarifying which Nesina, which Hanah is the...
You're using the Hanah that she gets back.
Right. Right. Always disqualifying her delivery and highlighting his. Because you're choosing between two. You have two Nesinas here. If two Nesinos here, you have to choose which one. And you're saying, look, your Nesina, that's just the prop, that's not the Kiddushin. Not, Josh, what your Das is. Forget what your Das is, but there is a problem here. What's the problem that Adam Chashev may face? What's the halachic problem? Not just who's understanding what. What's the halachic problem? Kikach lo kitikach. She's performing a Nesina. So you have to disqualify her Nesina by saying, that's not the Nesina, that's just the platform to trigger my Nesina. Now, we haven't found a Rishon that only needs Amira here. But even though Rishon needs Amira in all three cases, can Amira here be playing Das role, Kesef Kiddushin role? But additionally, the Amira is trying to distinguish between the two Nesinas. Who doesn't seem to feel that the Amira is disqualifying her Nesina, which Rishon seems to feel that her Nesina is still part of the process. Which Rishon am I talking about now?
Rush.
Well, like the Rush, because he doesn't have a mirror, but who says that? Who can we now team up with the Rush? We're looking for a teammate for the Rush. The Rambam has a lot of teammates. The Ritva is his teammate. The Rosh is his teammate. Rush is a little lonely. He has his son, but that's homie. He has his tour, but who else can be on the Rush's team? Like, you have to give him a little teammate. Tassus and Daf Hey. Because Tassus and Daf Hey, very good. Tassus and Daf Hey wants to know, of all the three cases the Gemara addresses on Daf Hey, Nasan Huvamar who works, Nasan Huvamar he doesn't work, Nasan Huvamar he is a suffix, why isn't this matrix completed? Why doesn't the Gemara talk about Nas Nahi Vamaru? So many Rishonim say, because that's obvious, that Nas Nahi, once she delivers the money, the whole situation collapses. Then it was the Amari or Amaru. So we'll have to talk about all four cases. Tosfos astoundingly says on the Hamad base, Tosfos says, Mashalohiski or Klal, small little Tosfos, but it's a really, really incendiary Tosfos. It's really like a powder keg. It shoots off a lot of very, very powerful forces. Mashalohiski or Klal, Nas Nahiva Amaru, Mishum Delopsikale. There is a case that we would call Nas Nahi V'Amarhu, and that would work. And that's Adam Chashev.
How can you say he agrees with the Rush if he says it's a case of Nas Nahi V'Amarhu?
Right, so let's unpack this slowly. Before we get back to the Rush, Joey, how would you argue in Tosfos? You'd say, oh, Adam Chashev is not Nas Nahi V'Amarhu. Why? Because her Nesina is just preliminary. But what makes her Nesina preliminary? Presumably the Amira. The Amira creates a map. It maps it. Says, that Nesina that she gave, that's nothing. My Nesina is the Nesina. Joey, which leads certain people like the Vilna Gaon to say, oh, Tosfos just didn't have an Amira that's specific enough to create that discrimination. And that's why Tosfos holds like the Rush. Okay, that's how it unfolds. You could offer a different Shan Tosfos. But we would assume that it's not Nas Nahiva Amarhu, because her Nesina has been rendered preliminary. What renders her Nesina preliminary? His Amira. If Tosfos doesn't buy into that, it's because he held like the Rush, and he didn't have an Amira that can disqualify or downgrade her Nesina. So in theory, Yonah, that was your logic, that Tosfos also doesn't have an Amira, because if you have an Amira, in your wildest dreams, you wouldn't call it Nas Nahi V'Amarhu. So Tosfos may also hold like the Rush again. This is, many, many layers of abstraction. You could stop at any point and say, well, I don't agree with this jump or that leap or this leap. But in theory, we need an Amir here, not only for monetizing, or not only for technical reasons, we may need an Amir here in order to disqualify her Nesina. Now, Tosfos doesn't have that Amira. And, as we'll talk about a little bit in the end, so without the Amira, her Nesina is part of the Kiddushin. It's called Nas Nehiv Amrahu. Tosfos has a case called Nas Nehiv Amrahu. So how does that work? What happened to Ki Gafalo Ki Tosfos? So we'll talk about this in a few moments. But is Adam Chashev an outlier? Is Adam Chashev a case where her Nesina hasn't been disqualified? It hasn't been disqualified because there isn't a disqualifying Amir to say this, not that. And her Nesina is part of the process. If her Nesina is part of the process, what type of Kiddushin does that look like? And why doesn't it violate Kikach v'lo Kitikach? So there's a lot, many, many layers to this Tosfos. It's a short little Tosfos. Many, 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 many layers to this Tosfos. Right now, we're going to come back to this at the end of the Shir, but right now, it seems like Tosfos is aligning himself up. Again, you could arrive at that conclusion that the role of Amira, as Ariel said, is to cast her Nesina as a preliminary platform. And has to play maybe dual roles here. And Tosfos doesn't have that, and therefore he ends up with a Nas Nehiv Amrahu. Okay, fine. Now we know. Let's say we know that Tosfos held like the Rush, but how does it work? Okay, we know that Tosfos didn't have an Amira to disqualify her in the Nesina, but how does it even work? Like, so if you don't, shouldn't you need an Amira? Like, turn the table on Tosfos. Shouldn't you need an Amira? How can you get by with a Nas Nehiv? So in the Rush, I don't have to deal with that problem. Because in the Rush, I could say you don't have an Amira, but everyone knows that her Nesina is just preparatory, it's just platform. You don't need an Amira to specifically designate it as such. So everyone knows, once the Baal gives the Hana, we don't need, both parties know. Namely, you don't need an Amira to determine the Nesina. If there are two Nesinos, the two parties, and they basically know which, because they know the laws of Kigach, Loki Tikach, I don't really care what she does beforehand. I don't care whether she drives to the wedding, doesn't drive to the wedding, gives her money. We both know that the core Nesina is going to be me accepting the gift. I don't have to say that, the Rush says. So if you interview the Rush and say, Rush, is there ever a case of Nas Nehiv Amahu that works? Say, of course not. Where's your Amir? I don't need an Amir. I just disqualify the Nesina because it's preliminary platform. But Tosfos actually calls it Nas Nehiv Amahu. So Tosfos seems like the most extreme, if we agree with the most extreme version of the Rush. Where you don't have an Amira to disqualify her Nesina, and her Nesina ends up sticking, and her Nesina ends up being part of the equation. So what does it mean to have a Kiddushin with her Nesina as part of the equation? We'll get back to Tosfos a little bit in the end, because right now we're still talking about the role of Amira. I only went off to this tangent because I wanted you to see the different ways to view Amira. So let's summarize right now before we answer questions, and then we'll hit the second question of the Talmid HaRashba. Namely, the only two machloksin, or the primary machloksin we have in this sugya. Again, when you have two or three models, you want to try to find machloksin. So, right, you want to be on the lookout for machloksin, different shittas and rishonim, halachos maskanos, different ikadamris. So we have two machloksin in this sugya, and we'd like to know whether these machloksin reflect our question of kesef versus hana. The first machlokus is, what level of specificity do you need in the Amira? Rush, not so much. Ritva Rush, Batosa, Rambam. Very, very much. Possibly Tosfos agrees with the Rush. Questions? Avi?
Couldn't you just interpret Tosfos as saying, when you say it's just the Dibre Amasto, like, Mishum Gulub Sikulim means that, like, there is a case where she gave money and.
So you're saying it doesn't really mean that her Nesina plays. Say it sharper. It doesn't really mean that her.
That her Nesina is playing the role of Kiddush.
Plays a halachic role. Yeah. It just looks that way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way to basically neutralizes Tosfos to take him out of the sugya. There is no Nas Nehi. We can't prove anything about the Rush. Just says the optics are a case where she can perform giving money.
Yes.
What do you draw the line? There are many things that optically look like a certain way, yet the Brisa talks about them, or doesn't talk about them. But if you read it that way, then there's no great chiddush in the Mistasis. Moshe?
There's a small question, but were the Rosh and Tosfos HaRosh the same person?
Yes, absolutely. Rosh wrote Psakim, Chivos, and Tosfos. Those are the three primary
so
things.
So the Rosh in the back of the Gemara is Psakala.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid to ask those type of questions, guys. You need someone, or else you spend 3 years of your life screaming at the Rambam. Ah! Or thinking that Tosus was Rip Van Winkle. I remember once went over to Rif Tabori Zechatzadik Lebracha, one of my Rebbeim, and I said, what does Tosus Yeshanim say? He said, no, they weren't sleeping. It's Tosus Yeshanim. No one ever told me. So these are the things you need to know. You need to know as early as possible, okay? Basics. And they're great, and there's no shame in asking these questions. Yes?
Also, the Rosh Hol on Daf Hei, that an Adam Kasha must be determined by Ravana. So then it would all be more sensitive.
The Rosh holds on Daf Hei?
I think we saw this previously.
Okay, if you can find it, show me.
That he holds that you need to clarify what Adam Kasha is by like their band. Or it needs to be defined.
Okay, which Rosh? Because we're going to talk about that right now. I didn't know. I don't remember the Rosh talking. What's Simon?
Tanur Rabbanu believes that the Kesef Matzim the Kesef. In the last line it says, "Vitzara Tir Chacham Mini Kra Adam She'ein Achasher V'Tir B'Lega." At the bottom.
Okay, so that sounds like what? Excuse me.
The Rosh explicitly agrees with Tosfos in the Simon. He said also.
Isn't necessarily saying anything.
And first, Didi, where are you reading? The end of Simon Gimel?
This end of Simon of Aleph.
Aleph? Zarach.
It starts with Tanur Rabbanan.
Okay, see? Okay. Now, you're interpreting the Rosh as what?
As Rosh saying, the reason we don't the other reason we don't mention the case of not Nehibah Amar Huyeh. Because it's only going to work in a specific case where the Rabbanan deem this person as an Adam Chasha. So it needs to be specifically specified that it's an Adam Chasha. That's the only case where it's going to work. So because it's so specific, that's why it's not mentioned on that day.
I don't think it's a judge for every individual one. I think it's just you need to figure out like what is considered an Adam Chasha. Like whether it's a governmental person or a rabbi.
No, so but I mean, it still seems like it means
me. Yeah, but like, in which category?
I'll tell you what, let's read the Tamida Rashba and then go back to this Rush. Okay? Okay. What's the big chiddush of the Tamida Rashba quoting the Ravid? What would I have said? Excuse me. What does the Ravid say? Rav of Beis Din, right. What would I have said? I would have said that an Adam Chashuv is defined. Avram?
Anyone
who has
a person
who's wicked, okay, that's maybe what the Rav of Beis Din says, but I would have thought it's an Adam Chashev, objectively. Because otherwise, why say Adam Chashev? Just say Adam Sheyesh La'anam Mimena. Adam Chashev sounds like a title. It sounds like a title. It's based on social demarcation and social designations. Why would I have said that? As opposed to saying subjective. Why would objective be necessary? Why would subjective be sufficient in terms of our question? Why is this an important issue? I would have read Adam Chashev as objective. Didi, maybe it's what the Rush means. You need a Chacham to determine who in society is Adam Chashev. Whereas, according to the Rav of Beis Din, you just ask her, do you like this guy? What would I think, Josh?
Objective makes it like money because
service.
People would pay for it.
Right. Everyone knows that local prince and aristocrat, excellent, is someone that we need to ingratiate, and therefore that's a serviceable or subcontractable service that is a price tag, even without mentioning it. Whereas a subjective person, maybe it's Hana, but certainly may not be, he's a Joe Schmo, no one pays money to ingratiate themselves to him. So if all I need is Hana, then I would agree with the Rav of Beis Din. If I need something more kesivable, then I may need an objective Adam Chasha. So before we answer questions, let's just read the first Chiddush of Tamidei HaRashba, then the second one. Tamidei HaRashba, Rabbeinu Avraham Beis Din Kasav, the lav davka adam chashav, ela inish derechim alei, umisyakra ihibe, afo gav del kuliyam einu chashav. Zagav ihi miya, habakilis be mamona minek, shemakabo imena. Now, first of all, just technically, calculus of the sugya, which problem from yesterday does the Rav Avbeis solve? Which stira from yesterday is no longer a stira? Levi. Why here you need Adam Chashuv and a Kiddushin? Anyone? The answer is here you don't need Adam Chashuv. Here it's just the person that she likes, and presumably the Makna and the Kona. The Makna gets Hana from the Kona because he likes the Kona.
You still have a stira.
What?
Why don't you need that by Kesef? If you saw this deer, why don't you need that by Kesef?
What do you mean? No, you don't need Adam Chashev. You don't need Adam Chashev by Kiddushin. You don't need Adam Chashev to trigger Chalipin because the recipient of the nosing gives Hana to the Makna, who is Machshev. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Ravid, and just the Chiddush itself, Ravid Basin, excuse me. We'll get to the next level of the Chiddush, but right here we have our second interesting Nafkamin, interesting Machokas. A level of deeper. Again, these nafkaminos are very, very vague. They can cut in many different directions. Yesterday was a much more cut and dry question. We saw the word kesef appearing in Rishonim, and we saw Rishonim debating kesef. Here we have two machloks in, and it's likely that at some level they're influenced by whether we're trying to reach kesef or trying to reach hana. Who had a hand up? You're right.
Quotes from, I think it's the Ran of the name from the Panano, that it's
it sounds like it's more objective than what you do, which is the Pashas of the Sugya. It sounds like the Pashas. What's the second element that you have in the Rava Basin? What else does he add? If it's Sarach, line number 3 from the bottom, Shiyomrla, Hare Mikudeshasli Bihana, Dehavis Laman, De Mephais Rimeni Shekav Melech Matana. So now the Rav of Beis Din saying you need the Amira like the Rambam, but not just the Rambam, but sounds like Rashi, where you price tag it. You're saying, I mean, Mekadesh here, not just the Ana that I gave it by accepting, but the Ana that you saved by not paying acceptance or convincer. Someone who can convince people to acceptance persuasion. We want to do it like, good job, Sally, we're making some easy money. So become a acceptance persuader. Hire yourself out to people. And you'll charge them money to persuade that people to accept their gift. Sounds like a nice, easy...
You're a consultant.
Right. White collar job. What's your job? I'm a persuasion consultant. What? So how much money I saved you that you don't have to pay a persuasion consultant? What? You can make a list, guys, of all the fancy titles that people take for themselves that mean nothing, you know. Persuasion consultant, I'm a ecological engineer, you know, all sorts of titles. I'm just saying, you know, I work, I'm an honest person, I don't need a title, I just work for a living. I'm a domestic engineer, I'm an environmental psychologist. Just like, stop. I'm trying to impress me with titles, I can think of fancy words also. I'm a futuristic visionary enabler. right now, I love this. They were interviewing people in the news on the early Corona about where this is all heading. So people actually go by the title. He's a futurist.
That's a real thing.
That's a thing.
Please.
It's very popular.
How do you get the green futurist?
It's telling what they think will happen.
Okay, so guys. Today's project is hunt down all these stupid, crazy titles that people take, and let's find the funniest, okay? Futurist, environmental psychologist, animalistic, so we'll try to find cute titles. Okay, so persuasion consultant. So if people would hire someone to, and they saved you the money to persuade that important person. Okay. Now, what's interesting in the Rava Basin, listen carefully, is he says you need to monetize with a specific amira, and referring to the monetization, he says you need to say it, but could it be, I don't know if he feels it, but could it be that it depends who the Adam Chashev is? In the Ram, when you already looked it up. Why? It's back to eternity. You'll get to your little studio later. Okay. So, okay. I'm laughing. Could the Rav of Beis Din, or can we build a world in which if the Adam Chashev is an objective Adam Chashev, then you don't have to say anything. But if the Adam Chashev is just a subjective Adam Chashev, then you have to monetize it. Namely, the Rav of Beis Din doesn't seem to say this. But can we create a compromise position? One position is you never have to monetize it. The Rush, the Torah. One position is you always have to monetize it. Rashi, let's say. Could it be, once we accept the fact that we're dealing with two options, either objective Anashim Chashuvim or subjective Anashim Chashuvim, that we'd create a third Shita? Third Shita would be that if you're giving to a prince or someone that people think is important, then you don't have to monetize it. But if you're giving to, you know, the flavor of your choice, just a guy that you like, then you have to say, well, I like this person, and to me it's worth money, and therefore I'm being Mekadeshi with the money that you would have paid someone to convince the person, convince me, because you like me. So can that be a difference? Again, Rav Chassin did this a lot. We mixed and matched Rishonim. We don't have this in the Rishonim. We've got the extreme position of Rashi. We have the extreme position of the Rishonim that say you don't need to monetize whatsoever, like the Rush. The Rav Basin seems all like Rashi, but he introduces a variable that no other Rishonim talk about, and that variable creates a duality, and that duality creates a, not X or Y, but sometimes X, sometimes Y. Do I need to monetize? Yes. No. Third Shita, depending upon the context. If it's an objective Adam Chashev, no. If it's a subjective Adam Chashev, yes. Who holds that Shita? No one that we found until now. But that's how you start to, you know, oh, this is an interesting Achra, maybe he held it. Oh, this is an interesting Shita. This is an interesting idea. So we're generating Shitas. A lot of our work here is taking the Shitas in the Rishonim and analyzing them and building their models. Well, it's not when you introduce a new variable, when you cross-breed variables. And say what I'm saying, cross-breed variables. Taking the one variable of the right, Rava Bezdin, and another variable of the Rishonim. Rava Bezdin talks about one variable. Objective is subjective. Rishonim talk about another variable. Yes, I'm here, no, I'm here. If I shuffle the two and I cross-breed, I may have a very interesting scenario where when I have an objective Adam Chashev, I don't need a mere subjective Adam Chashev. You'll do this a lot when you make your way to more upper-tier alumnus. Moshe.
Would that be because for the objective Adam Chashev, the price tag is like implied? Like, if you said in the Shmuel Gemara that if it's like a cloak where like the value is generally known, you don't need the price tag.
Well, even if you don't, yeah, I would say that, but even if you can't tag it, it's still seen as a service. Not everything needs a tag to be a service. If it's just commonplace that people need it and do it, so then it becomes an act like the case of dancing. Even if dancing doesn't have a tag to it, if it's a minstrel that always performs dancing as a stand-up comedian, so that's a monetized activity, even if no one has a consensus of how much it costs.
So you don't need a price like that.
Right. Yes, sir.
I would say that based on the way that we want to understand the Rush in light of the money that Brown, that the Rush was holding that
anyone.
Well, is it anyone? Or I mean, the Magen Avraham wanted to say that you need that
the Rush in on the sheet or the Rush that Didi quoted.
The Rush and sheet.
Yeah. But,
the Magen Avraham wanted to say you need Dafka and Adam Tasha. Maybe that, but depending on, but if we're to understand the Rush like the Rashba, then you could say that.
Like the Rav Basin, you mean? The Talmidei Rashba, not the Rav. The Talmidei Rashba.
No, if you understand the Rush like the Rashba in terms of Hanarabasi versus Hanamwatas, that really this is, that these people are considered Chashuv, but not so Chashuv, then maybe it's more.
If you fit that in. But again, we have to now go back to Didi. What does this Rush mean? You need a Hakiras Chacham to know who's an Adam Chashuv. Is that like the Rav Basin? It's not objective? Why would you need a Chakiras Chacham? It would be just asking the woman who she likes. Is that a Chakiras Chacham to interview the woman? Or is it Rosh Hashanah, as Avi made a challenge? It's a general thought. By the way, don't just assume everyone's an Adam Chashev. Just make sure you think about it carefully. Who's an Adam Chashev? And that would sound like more objective.
If you understand the Rashi like the Rashba Sana Rabasi, then that makes sense. Because for the baseline, I'm not that you would need for.
Right. If you do. Okay. Okay, let us conclude with an interesting question. Shai, let's hold off for a little bit. Interesting question to get you guys back to Shir Kali preparation. Is this sugya, with all of its layering and interesting ideas and options, is this the death knell of a physical Mycenaeum? Until this stage, we're always able to capture some physical Mycenaeum. There was an option, a physical Mycenaeum. Namely, by Arev, there was an option Rav Hila, Rav Zeira, there's Shlichos. So the money's actually being delivered to her hands by the husband. Even though husband is giving to Ploni, it's like he gives it to her. And Eved Kanani, the person giving money on behalf of the husband, Shliach, Zachin, namely, wasn't the only option, but it was an option. So you can't come to the sugya, we see from the sugya, you don't need a physical ma'aseh to see. And even in the least physical case of Kiddushin we had, what was the least physical case of Kiddushin we had? Harvach Lazimnei. We had Rishonim who may have generated a ma'aseh nesina. The Rambam, that your Marvach's mom when you give her the money. The Rabbeinu Hananel, that you don't have to do it at the Shas Nesina Samos, but Shas Piron, and at least according to the Rashba, it's like she gave Baxis, gives it, she gives him the money, gives it to her. One way to explain the Rambam, Rabbeinu Hananel. And even by schok lefanai, rekod lefanai, I'm giving you a service. Again, I can't give you dancing. I'm giving you dancing. I'm doing something physical. I'm delivering the act of dancing. I can't give you a dancing bottle. Can't take dancing, put it into a bottle, and give it to you. I'm giving you the act of dancing. So there is some physical activity. Here is her physical nesina on the part of the husband. Okay, so the most extreme version, which is really, really, really extreme, if anyone asks you, or if I sing or ask you, if I say this, I'll deny it, because I won't be happy. It's a very, very outlier shita. You just realize how many hoops you have to jump through on this one. The Tosfos took it literally, and her nesina has a function, and our kiddushin by Adel Choshev would look as follows. Who's doing the Amira?
Man.
Who's giving the Hana?
Man.
Who's doing the physical Nesina?
The woman.
The woman.
It's awesome.
And we need two things.
Awesome.
First of all, we'd have to severely, severely check down which halacha. We'd say, what is kikach velo kitikach? Not,
it's not that she can't have anything.
Doesn't ruin it. Just he has to do his sufficient amount, and when she gives the money, he doesn't give anything. None of them chashur. He's not doing his nesinas enough. So first of all, we have to make a tremendous, tremendous shift in kikach v'lo kitikach, which is feasible. Then, and this is much more theoretical, we'd also have to find a role for the nesina. Now we have three components in the kiddushin. We have amira, kesef, and a physical nesina. Until now, before we get to this option in Tosfos, we could say Nesina, listen carefully, defines the Hana. You have to give Hana in a physical fashion. We talked about this Le'arvach Lezimne. So there's no third component called Nesina. You have to give Kesef slash Hana. You have to give it in a direct fashion. So how many components are there in the Kiddushin? Kesef slash Hana, Amira. But the Kesef can't just be wimped out and given, you know, indirectly. It has to be given directly. But now we're cleaving the Nesina and the Hana. We're saying the husband gives the Hana. The woman performs the Nesina. That would imply autonomous roles for the Nesina and the Hana. It happened at the same time, but they're being performed by different people, and presumably they're triggering different parts. If we go back to our original mapping, the peace sign of Kiddushin, with, oh, what do you mean? How could there be three effects of Kiddushin when there's only one action? Well, it's not that maybe three actions. This may be the most mushroomed kiddushin that we've met yet, where there's an amira, and there's a hana, and there's also a nesina. That would be the most extreme version. The less extreme version is to say that you need a physical nesina, but what? But Adam Chashev is considered physical. Why?
His Kabbalah.
His Kabbalah is, again, we wouldn't call it Nesina, but his Kabbalah is a Maisa of Hana. You don't need Maisa Nesina. You need a proactive, direct, and frontal delivery of Hana. To say it a little bit differently, I could hold like the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel by Arvach Lazimne and to need an actual physical Nesina, because if I don't have a physical Nesina there, then I'm just saying words. And saying words isn't enough of a frontal delivery. I'm just creating a reality in which, by the way, come back in a month. That's not frontal. I haven't done anything. I haven't given her dancing. I haven't given her play. I haven't done anything actively with my body to deliver the hana. So therefore, the only way to generate an asina there would be to require the delivery of money. Because the delivery of extra time, that's just too abstract. But delivering a dance, or delivering pleasure by physically taking your money, that would be enough of a maisa of the Baal. We're going to call maisa nesina, we'll call maisa kabbalah, or maisa nesina sana. You don't need a maisa, a physical maisa, but you need a maisa nesina sana, but it has to be physical. You have to physically act on kesef, but you have to, when you get to hana, how do you become physical? How do you become physical with hana? So you either give the hana, dancing is a physical way of giving hana, telling jokes, dancing, sitting together, or I give you hana by actively taking your matana, right? Let's say the woman would drop the matana into my hand, maybe that wouldn't work. Maybe I have to actually accept it, to actually be much more proactive in the performance, because that's part of the condition, right? Why can't I just tell the woman, interesting question, why can't I just tell the woman I like you? Why isn't that enough hana? I'm not the mchashiv, and I tell the woman, by the way, you're a good woman. Seriously, why do I need to accept the money? Because you need something more physical. And your physical activity is the Maisa Kabbalah. And there are some Ishanim that there, I saw in one of the Achronim asked, what if the Baal doesn't really accept the gift as a Kenyan, he just accepts it, you know, to show how much she's important? Like, what if we start to whittle away at how halachically potent that Kabbalah is?
Like the Rid.
Oh, well, we're going to get to the Rid in a moment.
Is it a question of physicality, or if she could, like, be transferred him a present?
Right, so that's what we're suggesting now. That it's not just giving hana because I winked at you the right way, or I combed my hair nicely, and I'm flirting with you, and you're enjoying this process. But I have to do something that physically delivers hana, and we have that by dancing, and we have that here by Adam Chashev. The only reason the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel had to make extra strides by our Bachas Man is because without those extra strides of giving money, there's no way for me to give you time. I can't give you time. Here, take an extra 30 days. How are you going to do that physically? Give me my watch. How do I give time? Can't give time. I give time, the only way to give it is by giving it through money. So you need an asina, but it doesn't have to be something physical, it just has to be something proactive. I'm delivering the asina. And thinking dech mega bekarka. So it's not necessary that you need an asina. You may just need kesef and hana that comes from you. But if you need an asina, this sugya, unless you hold like Tosfos, may tell you you don't need something physical, but it has to be proactive delivery of hana. As we talked about this a long time ago in the Avnei Milon, if you remember, this Avnei Milon that talked in these terminologies. Yes, Didi.
But according to this, you know, this less extreme truth that they're saying, that the Adam Chashev is this Maisa Kabbalah is what's creating the Nesina or the Kedushin, then it seems to be like it would have to be an objective Adam Chashev. Just as I'm assuming, hey, we're comparing it to Slok Lefan or Chod Lefan, we're assuming it's a performance of an actual dance or an actual, you know, jokes that he's giving. It's not he says something, she thinks it's funny, and then that works.
Maybe I hear that. Or if she gives prior indication that he's important to her, then you could still accept it rather basic. I see the tie-in, but you can still separate them. Josh?
The mushroom.
Right. So if you hold like Telsos, like I don't know. I said the word. I remember saying the word.
He's saying the mushroom.
What?
It's a Napoleon.
Right. If you hold like Tosfos, then you may have encounter a three-pronged kedusha. We'll talk about Greek mythology, three-headed hydra. Where you have an amira, where you have hana, because it's makabel the kedusha, and her nesina is still part of the process. And it's called nas nehiv amarhu. So you need a physical nesina. She performs the nesina. He performs the hana and the amira. We don't really have a kikach v'lo kitikach problem, Josh. Kikach v'lo kitikach is just a fancy way of saying he has to give the hana. Here he gives the hana by nas nehi, not Adam Chashev, she's not giving hana. By nas nehi, Adam Chashev, he is giving hana. And it's seen to play some role in Kiddushin, which doesn't violate kikach v'lo kitikach. It's a long shot shita, but Tosfos may be saying it if you read Tosfos literally. Josh?
Yeah, I know this is probably skipping like six steps, but if we wanted to do the Tosos three prong thing and remember like the pie chart like we did at the beginning, you can say that like Kesef or like Hana is like the Kenyan aspect of it.
Sure.
So Mira is what makes the Isser ish. And then because Nesina is Ishus goes both ways, then Nesina goes.
For sure, right. The Ishus is the easiest to create bidirectionality for sure, for sure. Okay. Now, the final thing, I want to make sure, how can I present this properly? Tell you what, I'm going to skip. I'll talk about the river three after Shia. I don't want to talk about it right now because it'll just create too many question marks for you. Let's leave it as such. Let's just stop here. I want to talk about the Arsenech and the Revival. But if anyone wants to think about the role of physical Nesina or the definition of Nesina, you may want to think about the Ridon Daf Ches, where you don't have to be Makne Kesef in order to be Nosin Kesef. That's the definition of the Rid. We all think that Kesef has to be acquired by the woman, and Arev works through her acquiring Hana in place of Kesef or as Hana. The Rids and on Daf Ches and Beis, there's no Hana because you're throwing it into a rock or into a dog. The Rid says, no, you don't have to acquire Kesef. All you have to do is to deposit Kesef in a designated location of the woman. How does that affect the Nesina requirement? That's what you were talking about before, but I'd rather not delve into that right now. Okay, just in terms of reading the Or Samech and Revival, the Or Samech feels that he's writing the Rambam. The Rambam constantly mentions Hana. You've all seen the Rambam, the Chazishas, Perakei. He has one raya which we didn't really read. I'll talk about the two rayas of the Or Samech and the two rayas of the Revival, just so you can. So the rayas of the Or Samech are all the Lashonos of the Rambam. Okay. The offset in the Rambam between Kiddushin and Mechira by Milva, Mekadesh b'Milva, Eina Mekudesh, that's the Rambam Paskins, that by Mechira you can be Mekadesh b'Milva. So he assumes that when you're Mekadesh with the Chov, you're not giving Hana, because Mechila Sachov, it's just, remember, Sarah B'Chana is not really giving Hana. You have to pay for Mechila Sachov, Chanan, Mishnah Suvas, Kuv Zayin. He doesn't quote all these, but he's assuming that Hana by Mechira, all you need is transferring something of monetary value, you don't need Hana. So you need Hana. Okay.
What is he proving?
That you need Hana. Okay. Lashon is, Te'ikra Tali Bahana. So far he hasn't proved that you only need Hana. So far he's proven that you also need Hana. Although in his mind he conflates it to the Daf, Gagavi Isha, Derak Bishvil Hana. He hasn't proven yet. He believes that, but he hasn't proven it yet. See if his proofs can get to that stage. Right, you don't need Kesef. That he hasn't proven. Okay. And he quotes a Rambam in Perek Dalet Alacha Yotes that if you're Mekadesh Er based on the Gemara with the Tamara, it's not worth anything here, but maybe worth something, a date, maybe a fig, maybe worth something somewhere else, then it has to be something which is durable enough till you reach that other place. And he surmises that the Rambam wouldn't have that requirement by Mechira. The opposite. It wouldn't work at all. What's the Rambam Dalad Yutes? Anyone have the Rambam Dalad Yutes? In Ishus? Let's just read the Rambam. I don't have a Rambam here. I'll take up the Rambam in Ishus.
You get the Madai before the
Gate. Yeah, right. Madai. What's the lashon of the Rambam? He says you also need to get there.
Yeah. She needs to be able to get there in time.
Yeah, it says earlier she can kiddush betasha v'yerek she'enam etayim etayotzehen. Im lo yishav apruta be'oto ha'makom ke'en mekudash ha'klal she'reit damar ze'enam egiya l'makom
acher. Right. So I think this is his raya that all you need is hana, because he surmises that by mechira it wouldn't work at all. Because by mechira you need kesef. And kesef is defined based on local recognition. If it's not a shav apruta here, RV, then it's not Shavu Pruta, you can't monetize it. But by Kiddushin, A, all you need is Hana, so you can base yourself in a larger context, and wherever you have to have access to that Hana. Access to the Hana is the durability of the fruit till you get there to eat it, Shavu Pruta's worth. So, again, there's nothing black and white in the Rambam, But these are the two. These are the two. He quotes the Lashonis of the Rambam. Okay, we could say that's Kesef. He quotes the difference between Kiddushin and Mechira. We didn't get into that, but there are different ways to learn the fact that Mechilas Chav works for Mechir, doesn't work for Kiddushin. And then he sees the Rambam that you have to get to Madai to be able to eat the fruit, and he assumes the reverse. I would assume maybe you don't even need that. He assumes Mechir is not going to work because you don't need Kesef. He could have just as easily said you need both, and by Mechira, you don't need either. So he's just about Mechira, it's not going to work at all. I could have said it works because all you need is Kesef.
He brings a proof from in Hakdash Al Kum Shabbat.
Right, that's the logic.
He has sources to back him up. For...
Yeah, in Kesef, Kalam Kum Shaita. And then he concludes with Matam and Asla Hachzir. That's the proof again, not that Hana is enough, that's the proof that you need Hana. And Matam and Asla Hachzir works for Mechira, doesn't work for Kiddushin because you need Hana, like the Ramban learned Matam and Asla Hachzir. So as far as I can tell, and I'll read it again, as far as I can tell, none of these prove that all you need is Hana, all of them prove that you also need Hana. You may only need Hana, but you don't have a proof that all you need is Hana, which is going to set up a revival to say maybe you need both. Yes?
He reads Ari and Avikani and Adam Pasha as all being not about Hana, but Hana Habami Kesa. He seems that he seems to assume that the Rambam is either tagging them or associating them with Star of some sort.
Where do you see that language? Hana Habami Kesa. Okay.
That's not
Yeah, but it's hard to know how literally he meant. Does he mean Hana Kikesef or Hana Abami Kesef? Another
no, comes. I mean, meaning it sounds like out of the reference Shmuel, the Hana Abami Kesef.
Right, but it's still be Hana. But if he has himself in the end.
I mean, it's bigger Hana, but that the Hana Abami Kesef.
Mishnah Mishnah Sikh.
So Kofanai, Rekod Kofanai wouldn't necessarily.
It's just one word, so it's hard to know to indict one word in the Ursamech, but if that Diak is correct, then he's closer to the Bechor Shmuel. But again, logically, none of his proofs tell me that all I need is Hana. His proofs don't tell me that I need Hana. Yes?
Tor Mamadai does that. Because Tor Mamadai, he says, it wouldn't fit together of Kesef. So if something doesn't fit together of Kesef, and yet it works, Mashmal, he needs Hana.
Right. Given his assumption that it doesn't fit together of Kesef, because Kesef has a broader scale. Again, that's an assumption. There's no...
Fine, but if you take it somewhere...
Right.
Then
you have to... And Revelable, in one of his letters, in the Briska Rav, and literally one of his last letters... Some of these letters, by the way, many of them were written to the Rav. Anyone know how to say uncle in Yiddish?
Fetter.
So the Rav and Shir would constantly quote the Fetter of Kazakh, the Fetter of Kazakh, my uncle said. Just by way of teaching you Yiddish, so you won't discriminate against your aunt if you want to speak to them in Yiddish. And in Yiddish? Very easy. Lone Ranger. Tanta. Not Tanta, but Tanta. She's the Tanta. The Tanta and the Fetter. So, what?
Mima.
I can't hear you.
Mima.
Mima is also a word for aunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we probably more Hasidish. In classic Yiddish, it's Tanta and Feta. So if you want to get a little... Call your uncle by a nice little nickname. He said, you had a Tanta, you had a Feta. So the Rayas of the Revelvel says, Ashekasavta, the Rambam, Letame, Tafresh Sadiches. What year was this letter written? 98. We're now in 81, so there's a 17-year offset, 83 years ago, 20, 63, 1937? That makes sense? 1937. Tafresh Sadiches is Tamuz, 1937. So the Briska Rav is writing a letter. Right?
38,
right? 37, okay. Mashek Asafta, the Rambam, Latame, the Matzrich, Bekidushin, Kesef Shalana. Okay, I agree with you. Ava b'matshinoi, very nice brisker, very nice idea. B'matshinoi, little change. Kiner pasha, say it sharper. Revelvel was saying, say it sharper. Don't be a lazy mind. Say it sharper. Kiner pashat, the gam l'das harambam hakidushanim be'etzem akesef shenasan leploni velo banah bilvad. So, what's his first raya? Come on, say it in Tarragon language. The albatross. If it's just Hana, who needs Eved Kenani and Are? It's the albatross. Look at line number, I sent you, right? You have it digitized?
Oh.
Okay. She says, Di lav hachi, lo haven tzrichon yafusa me'arev. You wouldn't need Arev. I've written on the side of my revival, albatross. No, 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 albatross. Who needs Arev? That's the haunting sound of the albatross in the sugya. Your whole life, whenever you come back to the sugya, you imagine this albatross flying over your ship, saying, who needs Arev every day? Who needs Arev and shut up! Who needs Arev and every Kanadi? Arev.
Couldn't you just need to
put
it in for the
Messina? Of course, but whatever. He says, none of these rayas, it's an open case. And before Barambam, his second raya, if you hold that Eved Kenani works for Chalipin in the Rambam, so it shows how to understand Eved Kenani is Kesef. Again, that's the raya stacked on the first raya. If you take Eved Kenani seriously, Eved Kenani works for Chalipin, and Chalipin needs Kesef. So, or a kli, and there could be a kli, below by Nabul Vad, he assumes he can't use Hanaf for Chalipin. Again, that's stacking. He takes Eved Kenani service. So Eved Kenani works for Chalipin, then it can't just be Hanaf, because Hanaf won't work for Chalipin. So Eved Kenani can generate a kli. Okay, that's based on the first one. And what does he say? Right. The Ein Lomar, the Shnei Dinim Heim. Kimoshur Tzitzit Lomar B'Sal Tvarecha. Don't tell me they're two different Dinim. That Mechira is Kesef and Kiddushin. Don't prove to me from Mechira about Kiddushin. Don't say there are two dinim. Like whom, Yana? Don't say that it works differently. Something works differently in Kiddushin than it does in other Mammon cases. Who says that? Or the Rashba. It's when the Rashba said yes about Adam Chashev. Then Anas Adam Chashev works as Kesef and Kiddushin, and it works differently in Mechir. So basically, you can't prove anything from how it operates in the world of Mammon to how it operates in Kiddushin because of separate things. Ze'ino. Dari b'gemar mevor lehedja, the Kiddushin mechira tarvay v'chadina nivakavit zichu zibina. It's the fact that we're comparing the two. Comparing the two just because they work in both cases. That's his other raya. In lechalik b'kiddushin. Elavadai, if you have the couple lines later. Degam b'kiddushin akinyan nasa de'etzam akesef mamish v'lo banal bilvad. The kesef is Kiddushin. El der Rambam hosif gam tamed dana mishum der Rambam sfirle de bekidushin lo sagi belohana. Good old Japanese friend making a return. Sagi. You need also ana, but the kesef is thicker. So you got the albatross versus sagi in this revival, this brisker up. Like I said, hard to know what the Rambam holds. Like that's why we don't really learn too much Rambam here, because you can get lost in endless permutations, you know. So I just wanted you to see there's a famous machlokas between the Arsamech and the Velvel. Is Hananaf, Arsamech, or unique Kesef, or Velvel. The Raya's are not overpowering. The Raya's can be... Now that you've learned the Sugya, you see the difference between learning a Sugya or just reading a Shtik Tar and Velvel. If, let's say, the first part of the Sugya, so it's all read with Velvel, you would have been convinced that that's the only way to learn. He's making very cogent points, and you wouldn't have been able to move because none of these ideas would be supple enough in your mind. He could just kidnap your mind and say, oh, all right, must be it's Kesef. Oh, comparison between Kedushin and Mechira. Oh. Now you realize everything he's saying has levels of flexibility that can be inverted, as with the RSMF. So that's why we're not here just reading Verdlach of people, because we're able to see and appreciate them. We're not in any way devaluing what they're saying. We're just saying that that's the Shita, but it's not the only way to learn the Sugya. Yes, sir.
The reason that he says that you can't say that they're two dinim is because it needs to be equitable to Mechira.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you could just say that there are two dinim in Kiddushin itself.
Yeah, sure. As we've said. Right, as we've said. So anyway, okay. So this is, it's a short letter. Okay. One day you'll be zochah to write letters like this.
Were they close? Like, I mean, in terms of...
The Rebbe Vel, very, very, very close. Very close. Yeah, absolutely. Some would acclaim that they were so close that's the reason the Rav didn't take